for a Moses of Covenant from Rwanda as a mission report.
I'm so glad to have this privilege to deliver Rwanda Mission Report. And I bring reports from Rwanda. The key verse is, this report is 1 Chronicles chapter 14, verse 10, which means, Jabez cried out to the God of Israel, "Oh, that you bless me and enlarge my territory, they shall mind be with me and keep me from harm, so that I will be free from pain." And God granted his request. My life and my mission calling. My name is Adam. I come from the western part of Uganda, a district called Kabale. I come from a human's family of 12, and I'm the fourth. My family was an addition the time I was still young. We never used to go to church unless it was Easter or Christmas. This made my life and my thinking to grow empty of prayer. My family was very poor, and my parents uneducated. I struggled to perform well at school so that I could win battles and scholarships. This is because my parents were poor and even unwilling to pay the full amount of my school fees. And though I was an unbeliever, I used to say short prayer, "God, please help me finish my education, so that I can provide the poverty of my family." And indeed, God saw me through. I joined Makerere University in the year 2006. I was invited to create Makerere Chapter, a Saturday fellowship by Shepherd Alan Komakech. I got one more guidance, a brother called Shepherd Party, one. He invited me to Bible study. We kept on meeting once in a week. However, I found it hard to understand why word in my life, because I was not yet born again. I had read the popular Bible story, like Samson and Delilah, those interesting. Daniel in Lion's Den, Moses and the Ten Commandments, but I just used to read them for knowledge. They never meant anything to me. I just enjoyed them. I took Bible study for increasing my knowledge of life issues. I did not write testimony and prepare a presentation. So I lived a long life of hypocrisy, and I held a sexual lifestyle, like drinking and attending worldly parties. I thought this would earn me great joy and satisfaction. Day after day, I was feeling so well known by my lifestyle and my folk, and I really felt a big gap between me and the satisfaction I got by getting into such things. I tried to run away from Bible study and I thought I could enjoy life with my friends properly. But actually, I found myself regretting every year for me, even out of there. So I decided to quit Bible study completely and I spent a full semester hiding from my shepherd. The Spirit of the Lord kept on convicting me of the wrong kind of life I was living, because I already had the seed of God's word through the Bible study and I had done before. So one day my shepherd visited me in my room and come and requested me to come back to buy some light. I accepted. When I came back, the guy will come to me that nothing had happened. He called me to my ear and he told me the word of God. And to add on that, he took me out of position and shook it. So, the love of Jesus in him was beyond my own. I started to admire him, and I wanted to be like him. I had grown in a family where there was no love. I was brought up to become a man and to leave the trend of life to work and push my future. I hated the world and people because I thought that my family was the most disadvantaged. I wanted to live a different kind of life, but I did not know how. When I studied the word of God, I got hold of the truth. The truth that everything I hoped for was in Jesus. The word of God was on the inside of me, and I became peaceless with the kind of life I was living. God's word clearly showed me that I was walking on the right side of life. When I read and meditated on Revelation 3:20, it says, "Here I am. I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in and eat with him and he with me." This is all I needed to hear. And Jesus' word in my heart helped me hear his voice. I received Jesus as my personal Lord and Savior on the 15th of November 2007. Very recent. This was after 2 years after I started. I learned that my situation was not going to change, and then I led Jesus into my life. So I devoted my life to Bible study. And the word of God helped me to grow in faith, and I started to realize change in my life. I started enjoying sharing the word of God, and I realized that Jesus had filled my life. I took on a greater passion to seek and serve God. I became a regular Sunday worship attendant, and I went to one to this church. And by the grace of God, was raised as a campus shepherd. When I finished university in 2010, instead of looking for a job, I offered my first year after campus as an advisor church in Chile to serve at UVM Macquarie chapter as an intern shepherd. In the year 2010, Michelle Lim and Michelle Joseph Chang, Shepherd Patrick Obama, Materia Union, and I took a mission tour to Rwanda. We visited Kigali campus as a team, and we prayed to God to bless our vision of starting Bible ministry in Rwanda. Support to Rwanda was conceived through a key verse and direction from Acts chapter 16, verse 9, which says, "During the night, Paul had a vision of a man of Macedonia, standing and begging him, 'Come over to Macedonia and help us.' At the beginning of the year 2011, I had a voice calling from Rwanda, 'Come over to Rwanda and help us.' When missionary Ukraine asked me if I could go to Rwanda as a missionary, I confirmed that God wanted me to go to Rwanda as a missionary. So I went through the short mission training with Mission Joseph Chan and Mission Lupin of UPS Uganda. I was then dispatched as a missionary on the 24th of February 2011. The Rwanda mission field.
Yeah, I had to mention the time because it made a lot of meaning to me. The time of this question. The recognition period, Rwanda is a very small historical country, for there is Uganda, in the southwest. It's a democratic country and very peaceful. It has a very popular president called Mr. John Paul Kagame. It's probably known as the corruption free country. The people of Rwanda have a single ethnicity and there are only two tribes, the Tutsis and Hutus. The Tutsis are characterized by being tall, slender, and extremely beautiful people. And the Hutus were also one. They contest a single national language called Kinyarwanda, and their official language recently changed from English, from French to English, just a few years ago, when they became a Commonwealth country. So, changing from English from French to English actually helped reduce the language barrier. So, as an English speaking person, I could easily go to pioneer a minority as a language barrier. The title of this nation is called Kigali, and it's not of its nickname, my father. Though it's small, I have spring. This city is very unique for its cleanliness, both in the morning and in the evening. I'm like, I wish it would be in the morning. So, I imagine you want to take a mission visit to Rwanda. I think it's a city of the world. Rwanda is also known for the worst genocide. This took place in March 1994, and about 3 million lives were lost in very horrible scenarios. The country, however, holds transitional leadership after overthrowing the Hutu extremists. And this was led by President Paul Kagame, the incumbent president. The government today struggles to reduce the intertribal hatred and tries to institute biracial democracy while protecting the minority. People of Rwanda need reconciliation, especially after the worst genocide that took place 18 years ago. They need reconciliation and healing of their human rights. Up to now, many campus students still mourn parents and relatives. Some are double orphans due to the 1994 genocide. They were abandoned and left to die in the street in 1994, when their parents were innocently massacred. Some students in Butare University were killed too and buried at the university as a memorial. It's hard to get over this. Only the word of God can help them. And I praise God who sent me to serve them with one to one by study and prayer.
Amen.
Mission work in Rwanda. I left Uganda in February 2011 to pioneer Rwanda campus. Rwanda mission started by fishing and interacting with campus students at Kigali School of Finance and Banking. I continue to go to campus every afternoon to fish and ask students to join by the study. God directed me to pray continuously that I would become a good and humble servant to run into campus students. God blessed my efforts and I slowly started to get sheep to teach Bible. I first met Brother Asa Osagana, later Brother David, later Brother Gaston, Brother John, Brother Theogen, and Brother Mandy. I thank God that after Theogen, Gaston, and David have strong desire for the word of the Lord, and sacrificially ask for by yourself, even when they are very busy, with thanks for the invitation in your request. Thank God who also directed me to approach my mission in prayer and fasting every month, that you could strengthen the ministry by his own spirit and power. When I reached in Rwanda, I had to overcome loneliness and language barrier as I lived a new life in Rwanda. I struggled to prepare and deliver Sunday messages, though many times I was alone during Sunday worship service. I took the roles of presider, prayer cover, in Rwanda, I also struggled to give my spirit as a Christian and their mission as a certain situation, just as a young man with an American and 7 years old. Many Rwandan girls are very beautiful and inspirational, but I must overcome lustful desire that spring out of my heart. In order to avoid falling into sin, I actually chose not to have one-to-one Bible study with that student. I pray that when I marry, my co-worker will be offering that student one-to-one Bible study in prayer, because one and two is prayer. Many times I also walk wrong because of high cost of living, which he had, even though I received much financial support every month from co-workers. But through this, I can tell that also Paul saying if we can support our team and do all the things, so great to be so. I also get the gift of a young man. I have not yet got from my job up to now, yet I graduated from university 3 years ago. I meet my cousin, whom we finished university together, and they remained in Uganda and got jobs. Some are managers, others researchers, others have already enrolled for further studies, others project directors, others are already married. My parents think that I should be in Uganda doing something more financially productive. I always get tempted to think about what I'm doing in Rwanda. And regardless of such difficulties, God gave me grace and strength through His word. I have not given myself to Satan, and I struggle to overcome all challenges with God's word. The love of Jesus is what has kept me alive to this time. If not for that, then I would be dead by now, or living on his resurrected life. Jesus gave me simple faith and granted me a heart of acceptance for his work mission command. God told me to live by faith and seek his kingdom first and teach his word as of first importance. Now God has given me 5 Bible students, and I'm helping them do one-to-one Bible study and prayer. My co-workers at Uganda UBL always support me and encourage me. Brother James Ngarambe, who is the former chief shepherd for one of Makere UBL, now has a sheep, and they meet once in a week to have Bible study. I found God who has inspired me to work with me and run a ministry. I pray that very soon he will be fully raised as a campus shepherd. The co-workers in Uganda UBL often visit me and encourage me. They also continue to support me sacrificially, financially, and morally. I thank God who has carried me, run a mission that far, under its means, just in about 2 years. Yeah. I pray that the Lord will enable me to continuously prepare worship service messages and study Bible more deeply to become a good Bible teacher. I pray that God will also establish an established faith for Rwanda. May He raise one Abraham, one Sarah of Rwanda. I pray that God will grant Rwanda mission, financial independence, and also that I may have the ambition to serve Rwanda ministry as a long term mission. And I also pray that God will help me establish a house church soon by faith. May God turn Rwanda from the genocide country to the kingdom of Christ and the holy nation. As many disciples will be raised to change their families and write a fresh reputation in Rwanda. And save missionaries just as he did for South Korea.